This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Mark, I think your time has come here. Due to popular demand, starting on Christmas Day, over 1,000 theaters worldwide will host Wicked sing-along screenings where audiences can join in with karaoke-style lyrics projected on the screen. This interactive experience celebrates the music's film's record-breaking success since November 22nd release, which made it the highest-grossing Broadway adaptation in film history. The screenings will include a special video introduction from the stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I think what I think should happen is that we should handcuff Carl Middleman to my daughter, my youngest daughter, and make him attend that screening with her. Don't you think? Because you were giving her grief about the fact that she's still offended by that. You said you didn't want to go into a theater where people like Ginger were singing along with the soundtrack.
And then she said she saw it and she held back.
She claims that, but you weren't there. We don't know that for sure.
Here's my question, as someone who's never been to one of those sing-along showings. Do people stay in their seats during these parts where they're actually singing, or are they standing up and dancing around, going through the aisles?
Latter.
You do you, boo. Chris Evans is returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Avengers Doomsday, according to multiple reports. Though it is unclear if he'll reprise his role as Captain America, reports suggest Robert Downey Jr. will star as the villain Dr. Doom, not Iron Man, leaving open the possibility that Evans could take on a different role. That's kind of a big news, because he said he wasn't going to do this anymore.
Oh.
They threw a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
After the Deadpool thing, they were like, here is a ton of money.
Also, not seen those movies.
Why would you not if you're him? I mean,
typecasting,
I remember Shatner claiming that he tried to deny his role in Star Trek for many years because he was a Shakespearean actor and he thought it was below him. And then he finally realized, why would you not make as much money off this as you can?
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania has faced a flood of negative reviews after suspect Luigi Mangione, charged with the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, was arrested there following an employee's tip to police. Google has removed many of the reviews, citing violations of its policy prohibiting content unrelated to genuine customer experiences. Some negative posts lingered, referencing the incident with sarcastic remarks about McDonald's and the healthcare industry.
You're going to skip the best one?
What's that?
From Burger King. Where they tweeted out.
I don't know if that was real. I saw that.
They tweeted out, "We don't snitch."
I don't think that one was real.
Can I ask a question
but
here?
It was hilarious.
I understand reading reviews of a local restaurant or business where there's not a million of them everywhere, but is someone really going to read reviews of a McDonald's to see if you should go there?
Burger King, there's been a fact check that said Burger King did not do that. Somebody else did that using the Burger King logo.
I love when the restaurants, though, troll the other ones. They do actually do that in some cases.
Yeah, I'd say Wendy's usually
does it.
Yeah.
Amazon is bringing back its Thanks My Driver feature this holiday season, allowing customers to express gratitude to delivery drivers at no cost. Using an Alexa-enabled device, customers can simply say that name. I'm not going to say it without triggering your guys' devices.
Well, you already said it technically.
I know. Okay, fine. Alexa, Thanks My Driver. And then it'll gift them $5 to the most recent delivery driver that came to your house.
That you're paying for? Or that
it's saying it's no cost, so I think Amazon's doing it.
I assume you can only tell her one time to do this and not say it 10 times in a row, and it just keeps giving the person more and more money.
Yeah, the program is limited to the first 2 million expressions of thanks, equating to around $10 million in tips.
Nice.
That's still pretty significant.
They're going to throw a little extra cash.
$5.
Just a little.
What'd you say, Sue?
Nothing. Just following along.
Natural Light, or Natty Light, has unveiled the Neighborator, a double-sided beer fridge designed to fit into a shared fence, encouraging better neighborly connections. Inspired by a survey revealing that over 60% of Americans wish they were closer with their neighbors, this unique fridge allows both sides to access shared beer storage, secured with a dual-sided lock. Now, you can't really buy these, but the Naberator is going to be, it's a contest they're running. And if you want to enter, you can do it, but you have to do it by December 20th. Just go to Natural Light on their social media. They'll explain how to
do it. I'll take up ways to look trashy for 100, please, Alex.
And here I am thinking you'd really have to be able to trust your neighbor that they're not going to steal your beer, right?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Go look at this thing. It's like a double-sided fridge. But if you win this, though, you get a year's supply of beer, too.
Of Natty Light. On top of it, wow!
I mean, I guess
half pass because your neighbor
is that really what people want?
Yeah, is that really what people want? Maybe.
Hey, beer's beer sometimes. Saying,
yeah, true.
All right. There is different. There craft beer versus that. There's a big difference.
There's a big difference
when you're on your lawnmower, Natty Light will do.
Or when you're a college student and can't afford anything else,
or in Biden's economy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, sales are up. I guess.
Get more at 971talk.com.